Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 each and everyone who are joining in with us this evening. We thank God, we bless God, and we praise God for each and every one of you who are joining in with us this evening for this special edition of Purpose Kingdom Network featuring The Real Rap with host Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. But we are especially excited this evening because this evening we were blessed to be able to broadcast live at Judah Ministries Church of God in Christ in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, where the pastor is Pastor Montez Jones. And when I tell you, oh my goodness, if y'all want to grow in the Word of God, if you want to learn how to heal through the Word of God, you need to begin to visit Judah Ministries. And somebody said, well, I don't live in Coatesville. That's okay. Hit them up on their Facebook page. They are right there. You can join in via Facebook and learn how to grow in the Word of God. Amen. We are excited. We want to, before we start and bring the man of God this evening, we want to give a special shout out to our shepherdess mother over here at Judah Ministries for putting this thing together tonight. And again, we just counted a blessing and a joy as we dive in to this topic of what does the Bible say about Halloween and should Christians even celebrate it. So the next voice you will hear will be of the man of God, Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. It's now in your hand.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We must praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters, for all. We are definitely very, very happy to be here down in Judah. Amen. That's 840 East Chestnut Street, Coastville, PA, 19320. Excuse me. And this evening, a night that evil can and will walk in the flesh among the living. A night when evil is good and good is. So on this night, Jesus and I want to welcome you to Fright Night, for real. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come in spirit and choose just to worship you, to praise you, to give you glory, and come giving you thanks, Father God. First, Father God, come giving you thanks for the day and all that's transpired, Father God. Thank you for your blessings, your provisions, Father God, and your wisdom that's gotten us through, Father God. May we take your word, Father God, and use it well, Father God, and defeat us from all these paths. We come now, Father God, asking you to denounce me, Father God, and fill me up with you, Father God, only with you, Father God. But these are your words that you gave unto your servants, Father God, and I wrote them down as you have told me to, Father God. Now I come to you, Father God, giving your words, my body, my vessel, Father God, to use at your will, Father God, so that our people, Father God, can learn and put their armor of God on, Father God, and defeating Lucifer and all that while sweating, Father God. Father, only in Jesus Christ's blessed in the holy name, we claim the victory over Lucifer. Father God, we say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Halloween is a time when people can let, you know, their hair down and not be judged. A time when all things are expected and all things are accepted. Meaning, like, you can put on any type of costume. You can go wherever you want. No one's going to look down on your nose on you. No matter what type of, you know, a devil's outfit, you know. You want to dress up in a maid's outfit. You want to walk around in something that's just, you just outrageously, that normally you're like, what the? But tonight, on this very night tonight, it's all accepted. And that's not a really good thing. A time evil can walk in a flesh means a real time for a time where evil can walk in the flesh means that whoever that's out there tonight has been there for centuries, been there for years, has been there since you was born, before you was born. This is a night that it can walk with you. It can be with you in the so-called flesh. You could be having a Halloween party. This is real. You could be having a Halloween party. Somebody come knocking at your door, and you don't know who it is. How you doing? Oh, man, you're having a Halloween party. Yeah. And they say, can I come in? And you say, oh, yeah, yeah. Come on in. You have to watch what you're inviting into your house, you know. For me, Halloween was all a time period where my favorite animal for me was a werewolf. I don't care. Watching the 30 movies and watching all the movies, I love a werewolf. for me, it was something, the presence of that werewolf that brought fear, that struck the fear out of a person. That costume was so that brought the spirit of fear. You know, you see them, you know what I mean? Like, for example, when I was 9 years old, my mother and my aunt Phyllis took a pair of jeans and cut slits in the holes, took a long sleeve shirt and cut slits in the shirts, took a black wig, the 70s, took a black wig and cut it up and had maple syrup on the side. We'll take the maple syrup, dip the wig into the syrup and put it in between the cuts and put it all around my body. Took an old pair of sneakers and cut them up and made it like the hair was coming through. Took a fake nail and my mom and put said, I chew on his gum and put it on the top of this half and chew on the side. And with a vampire teeth, she made a single, which made it, every time I moved my mouth, the teeth would move. They did my face, my aunt did, because my aunt was a single, so she had to make around my eyes. They did my whole face. When they got done, my sister Tanya looked around and said, y'all just don't know what y'all started. I get up to go, my mom said, go look in the mirror. As I get up to go into the mirror, I walk past my Uncle Michael. He looks at me and goes, whoa, wait a minute. When I looked in that mirror, the only thing that I can see, that 1930s still movie, when the guy just stood there and just turned to the werewolf, the only thing I could do was, I was in full werewolf mode. All I could see was just all redness. We left to go to our school. Our Santa Fe always have a school Halloween party or dance, whatever. So we get to the school dance, you know, as soon as I walk in, I'm running around, I'm scaring, I'm a werewolf. I'm doing it as a spirit of a werewolf would do. I'm running around terrorizing people. I had a kid in a devil outfit running to his mom, telling my mom, man, get the werewolf. His mom said, you a devil. Like, figure it out. I went over to the candy bowl. Every time I go over to the candy bowl, they would cover the candy bowl up. Like, you know, that's probably because when I first walked into the school, I ran over to the candy bar, the bowl dove in, just throwing candy around, and had my face all in it. They were like, whoa, whoa, you can't be doing that. At the end of the night when we was leaving, the principal came up to my mom, to my dad, my uncle, and was like, look at here, we've never seen a costume like that. My uncle was a militant, was like, I bet you never had. So he was like, all right. He said, but his performance and his outfits make us want to give him first place. I won first place in a contest I did not even enter. But on the way coming home, we get home, my aunt sees the blue ribbon, and she said, well, what happened? So they told me, after telling her, my uncle was telling them what happened, my mom said, well, I'm not surprised. You know, all the werewolf movies he watches, you know. But that's exactly what God's trying to pinpoint on. As a werewolf thought, as a werewolf was, as a werewolf did, I took on that full spirit. Running around terrorizing people. Had a kid in the devil's outfit crying out for help. That spirit of fear alone, that demon right there is what comes upon us every single day. But tonight, this very night, it's accepted. There's a problem with that. The tradition of Halloween originated with the ancient cultic festival, the Samhain, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off spirits, or some people like to say ghosts. In the 18th century, Pope Gregory III, George III, designated November the 1st as a time of honoring All Saints. All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions that the Samhain festival was. The cults who lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in the areas that is now known as Ireland, United Kingdom, and New France, and Northern France, all celebrated the new year on November the 1st. This day marked the end of summer and the harvest and the beginning of a dark, cold winter, a time that was often associated with human death. The cults believed that on that night before the new year, the boundary between the world of the living and the dead became entwined. Stop it there for a minute. When you look at what they're saying right here, how they believe that at this time here on this night, that the boundaries between good life and death, the living and the dead, was entwined. When you think about the dead walking around among you, you know, the costumes you might have on, certain like mummy costumes, zombie costumes, you know what I mean? This is where the idea, the basic idea of these Halloween outfits come from. The idea of they believing that the worlds were entwined with each other, and because the worlds were entwined with each other, the dead are morphed amongst the living. On the night of October the 31st, they celebrate Samhain because it was believed that the spirits or the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. In addition, the cold winter caused death and damaged crops. The cults thought that the presence of the otherworldly spirits made it easier for the cult priests to make predictions about the future. Only one person on this earth can ever tell your future. And you pay close attention to your dreams, he's revealing it to you, bit by bit, piece by piece. Here, they're believing in that their faith, their hope, their trust all lie in mankind, not God. When you believe that the dead on this night is walking with the dead, first of all, when you watch Ghost Hunters, you watch all these paranormal TV shows on January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, all year round you're hearing reporting about ghosts, reporting about demons activities here, reporting. So if they're reporting this all year long, how tonight is a real special night for it? How can one night be a special night for something that's all the God's trying to show you? What you're celebrating tonight is just revealing itself to you. But come tomorrow, it's still going to be there. You know? For these people entirely dependent on the volatile nature world, the natural world. Volatile meaning environment, meaning exploding, evaporating quickly. Thank you, Lord. Evaporating quickly and easily, or the temperature changes. Like when a ghost comes in, temperature gets cold on you. The temperature changes on you. You know, those are signs that they give you, that like electric. They always draw from electric. We'll talk about that a little later on. These priests were an important source of comfort during the long, dark winter. When people are going through a tragic time period, it's easy for you to come with them with any type of story of hope or belief that this is going to work, you know, rather than coming in with praying. You know, back in this time, you got to remember, you got to put your mind period on a time period where there were no books for you to go check on what someone was telling you. You know, there was nobody to come to you and say, that person's wrong. There was no one to come to you saying, no, this is you. You had priests in this time period doing things to people to get their land, to take this from them, you know, to I want all you have in order for you to live in my kingdom. It was more for me than for you. So you're in a time period where it was all about self, selfishness, demons. That demon, selfish, all about myself, pride. So now you've got people come and tell you, well, I know a guy coming on nice, dressed, and clean. Now, I mean, it's always that clean suit. What did God say about us? If we clean, let's take off the old garment, put on something new. You must remember, Lucifer is the opposite of God. So he's going to come to you in a clean suit. To commemorate the event, the priests built huge bonfires where people gathered to burn crops and animals as a sacrifice to the cult deities. During the celebration, the cults wore costumes consisting of animal heads and skins and attempted to tell each other's future. You need to louder tomorrow. You laughed at that. Because I'm a fool to tell you that. A fool believe it. I can't tell you your future. How much will happen for you tomorrow? All I do, I know one thing, Jesus is going to be there with you. That much I can tell you. That much I know. But they're going around trying to tell each other's trying to build you up, trying to dependency on me, on us, not looking to where you're supposed to be looking to God.
Well, I'm marking myself back.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, I'm watching myself for a minute. All right, hit me right there. When the celebration was over, thank you, Holy Spirit, they relit, it was called a health fire. That's, if you ever watch an old TV show, thank you. If you ever watch an old show, all right, Braveheart. If you ever seen a movie, that's Mel Gibson's movie when he's back in the Irish time period, they fight against each other. When you look out their window, outside their house, and that thing sit on there, and that flame that's burning, that's a bunch of hair they take from off a weed and treat it together and put it up and dip it in something, and they boom, and put it up, and they burn it. So it's called hair fires, which had extinguished earlier during the evening of the bonfire. For some reason, I don't really know why they put that out. I guess it's more focusing, trying to draw energy more this way than that way. You know, like when Jesus said, and God told him back in, Exodus, thank you, to put the mark over of your house, the Passover, so when the Spirit came down, it passed over. That's what the light is like. Because after the bonfire and all that, they went back and relit their lights. Not only did we relit their lights, well, over here, get in front of myself. All Souls Day, influenced by the Christians in 1000 AD, the church made November the 2nd All Saints Day to honor the dead. It's widely believed that today that the Roman Church was attempting to replace the cults activities of the dead with the related church sanctity holiday. If you go back and check the Roman time period, there's a holiday called All Saints Day. And right here, and All Saints Day was a celebration similar to Samhain, with a bonfire, parades, and dressing up in costumes as saints, angels, and devils. The All Saints Day celebration was also called All Hallows, or Hallow Mass, from Middle England. All Hallow Miss means All Saints Day. What that Miss and Mass? What does that sound like? Christmas Mass. Who's the opposite of Christ? Lucifer. So this is what they were celebrating, you know. I mean, All Saints Day. The night before it, the traditional night of Samhain is in the cult religion began to be called All Hallows Eve. That was yesterday. And eventually Halloween today. Halloween has always been a holiday filled with mystery, magic, and superstition. As the cult ended up the summer's festivity, during which people felt especially close to the deceased relatives and friends. For these friendly spirits, they would set places at their dinner table, left treats on doors and along the side of the road, and lit candles to help the loved ones find their way back to the spiritual world. Now, give them out the candy. They left candy for the ghosts. To me, ghosts is like a funny word. But they left candy for these ghosts, these spirits, on the side of the road, not at their door. To bring it to the door, you're inviting the spirits in. As you listen to what they were saying to you, they believed that there was a dead people of their family. So because they believed they're dead friend of their family, they left them candy on the side of the road. They lit candles on the side of the road so dead ones can find their way back to the spirit world. You know, today when you come out today for Halloween, what you doing? You got your flashlight, your light, you got your bag, and you're going to a house to get what? Candy. And you're dressed like a what? See where Halloween originated from? Now you understand where Halloween came from. Amen. The general belief is that there are two main characteristics of spirits or ghosts, and that the way that a spirit or ghost behaves can determine what type you're dealing with. One type of ghost is known as a residual, which gets its name from the word residual. These two words. Or the idea of something was left behind. Simply put, a residual ghost is believed to be nothing more than energy that is left behind when someone dies. You see a residual ghost is believed to be the result of the activities that of an individual frequently does when he or she was alive, or the result of a violent, unexpected death, which may explain why so many battlefields are supposedly haunted. In both cases, the releasing of energy reveals an important, it even leaves an imprint on the area. A violent death typically results in a sudden release of energy, while a repeated replaced result activities. Basically saying this, write that and keep over that again. A residual ghost is one that just goes over the same things in the same cycle. So you can clock it. You can set your watch at a certain time of day, certain time of night. It is the same thing over and over. 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, but it don't change the time, but any one of them brackets of time period is in, that's where it's going to stay. I keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Something like that can drive you up a wall. You know, I feel like this, like my brother Mike's crib, after the dishes, everything was done, the kitchen light was off, the dishes sitting up there, that's off, the living room, everybody in the dining room or living room watching TV and just sitting there, and all of a sudden you hear a dish in the kitchen, 11 o'clock. And I'd be like, they're them ghostesses, you know what I mean? They start laughing, ha, 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 ha. But it happens every night. It got to be one of them pastors like, can you stop it? Yeah, let me Jesus get out. Boom, open the door, it's gone. All right, and it stops, you know. In both cases, it is believed that the residual energy is stored up in a specific location and somehow replays itself from time to time. Like I said, for example, the routine of a man for 50 years walked from his dining room out to his porch to smoke a pipe. After he died, somebody might move into his house, and you may hear the footsteps going to the door. You may hear a door open, close. You may come on your porch and smell the smell of a cigar. That's him, his mark, a residual ghost. And it will happen over and over and over again at that one time period and that one space. That's residual. Okay, that was all right. Maybe come up enough. All right. The actions continue to repeat itself like a phantom scream that consistently heard at the same time of day and night could be the result of a residual spirit reacting the violent death in the most prone. That's the thing we have to understand when, okay, yes, you're the greatest. When you see, you hear something scream like that and you hear, we got to stop labeling things as demons. Everything's not a demon. There are ghosts, like they call them, but they are. You know, if you're watching TV shows, there's no denying the evidence that's been placed out there. So it's God letting you know. Don't be afraid of it. You have the control over it. But recognize what you're dealing with. That's why God's going over this residual right now. He's letting you know this is just something that you're going to hear maybe once in a while. You're going to hear it. You go somewhere else. You go to a football field. You go to a battlefield. You go anywhere. On this earth, people have died violently, unviolently, death just happens. It's supposed to happen that way. So you're going to get stuck in there, and it's not a demon. Oh, I got to know. But see, by saying something, it is that, no. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If we're told to speak it into the natural world, it's the same thing with Lucifer. The same exact thing with Lucifer. When you say this is what it is, boom, you called it. Here I am. This is what God's revealing about Halloween. You're inviting these spirits into your house. When you sit there and keep, this is what the demons want you to do, to make you think that it's this, so you think you're going at it at this, and it's just this. But this is not fitting because it's not getting rid of this. So now you start doubting God. You're not facing the right thing. You know, we must learn exactly what we're dealing with. And then you have what is called intelligent ghosts. Unlike residual, intelligent ghosts not only interact with the living, they tend to seek them out. Hence the term intelligent. And where a residual haunting repeats the same action in the same place, intelligent ghosts or spirits are free to roam wherever they please. Now, once again, you have to be able to identify. There's two, residual and intelligent. An intelligent ghost can talk to you. Intelligent, you see him one day. Who am I talking to?
Bob.
I mean, hey, I know Bob. You come and sit next to me. Oh, Lord. No, stop. If you got your heart to talk to it, then talk to it. Find out what it is. Because an intelligent ghost is something that can be whatever it can be. It's not evil. It's not demonic. It's just there. Something you can deal with. But all ghosts is residual, intelligent, all must flee in one name. Amen. Nothing, and I mean nothing. We have to really get an understanding that Jesus is like an atom bomb, the H bomb. You know what I mean? He's like skid missiles. He's wherever it is, I put in my spirit when Lucifer come out, but you're not bigger than him. All I got to do is say, where you going? I ain't even finished his name yet. That's how strong. He said, you can whisper my name. You know, if I can whisper your name and you hear that and take off running, why am I afraid of you?
That's right.
The Holy Spirit said to me, why fear something that has fear? He said, come on, think about it. When you're on the street and the dude come at you, you ain't scared, right? Nah, the same thing with Lucifer. Can't be scared. You got to stand your ground. You're going to find out just how minute this cat really is, though. So if you sometimes see a particular ghost or a spirit in the light, in the day or night, in the kitchen or next in the attic, from broad daylight, it's not something to run out and be like, oh, I got a demon. No. You know, this is your house. If you home and someone come to break into your house, who are you? Pastor, you going to say something, right? Get my house for. I got a gun. Get out of my house. And that demon come, who are you? I dare you, man. In the name of Jesus, be gone. I got the power. I'm the superhero. You know what I mean? Because I got the power, the source, the authority. Lucifer works in power. Jesus came down to tempt his power, let him know your power can't touch mine. When Jesus got up on that cross and died, he came back in authority. Because what God said, now he got all power in your hands. That means I got your power. I got your power. I got that power. Give me that. Give me that. He's a true Jedi. You know what I'm saying? So if you know that Jesus, we got to stop thinking Jesus is minute. That's Lucifer's form. not Jesus. Because he was, she would think, is Jesus is my new and weak, because the movies predict that. You go see a movie and a priest go into a woman, exile a demon, and get killed. Are you serious? My fiance like, stop. She's like, shut up. She's like, Francis, it's a movie. I'm like, come on. I'm like, are you serious? He just got killed. For real. What was God with him? Where was God at with him? No. Where was you at with God? That's the real thing. Lucifer wants you to not look at. Where were you at with God? Because if Jesus tells me I'm right here, I'm right here. Why are you looking over there? I'm right here. So whatever's in that house, guess who it fears? You. You. And honestly, you might hear a ghost, and my soul might ask you to pray for them to move on. Maybe somebody you knew. God using time to tell you something. But you running. What you running for? You got him on your side. Oh, I hear you. Y'all forget what come with Jesus. All right. See, with Jesus, you got this package deal. All right? You got this Father who art in heaven. He the creator. He created everything. Everything bow down to him. I don't care who you think you are, how bad you are. You're going to find out. You're going to bow down to him. You know what I mean? He got this son. He gave his son his power. Boom, his son. Boom. You know him, he's Jesus. Jesus got these homies. You know what I mean? They tough. One called the Holy Spirit. You don't want to get in your head. Look. You don't want to get on his bad side. But he'll come tell you guys that you're messing up. You better straighten out. Then he got these fleet. I mean, when I say fleet of angels. When God said I would give my angel a charge over you, he's saying, well, nothing right now is going to touch you. Right now, you can't take no more. I got you. We have to understand what we stand, what we have in us. Once you recognize what's inside of you, you can defeat what's on the outside. You feel what God is saying? Let me be anchored. Be anchored in me. I'm already anchored. I made you. How much anchor mark I be in you? I put you here. I did this. Here, take this. Take this. Like I'm giving you your weapons. Stop running from them. Use them. You must use them. And these spirits, these adults, these telling people, they are believed to be the spirits of people who, whatever, for some reason, simply refuse to move on after they're passing away. In some cases, it's because they want to remain with the people in places they love while they were alive. Other intelligence seem to have an unfinished business on the side. I'm just saying that. We got to understand, like, once I started turning more and more, understanding more and more, and learning more and more what God wanted me and Jesus teaching me, I'm not for me. No matter how much there's a man I know sitting right over there in the corner. He might fall asleep over there because he's not for himself. Unselfish. When we look at the acts of what Jesus did, we put those same things. So I don't know when God may call me or use me to do something, but you must be open to everything. You must stop thinking that God is limited to certain things. That's why he's telling you about residual. That's why he's telling you about intelligence. Learn to recognize what you're seeing. Learn to recognize what's in front of you. When you recognize that, you can deal with it better. And since intelligence seems to be aware of the living be aware of the living, they are intelligent. That's why, like I said, I can call them ghosts. I call them ghosts because, like, sometimes you don't get just one. You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't get just one. Like, I've been trying to tell my brother in the kitchen, they hear the dishes for a thing. I said, ghost is this. They start laughing. I'm like, no, 1, 2, 3, 4, ghost is this. You know what I mean? Just standing there. Because they had, when you move into a house, you're not the only person that lived there. Somebody lived there before you, before them. So you always leaving something of yourself behind. that something can grab on and come back at your door. You know? It's weird, but it's the truth. That's the truth. And we got to stop looking at things at the truth like, oh, ooh. Look at it more like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's another a bomb in my arsenal against him. Because one thing we got to understand is maybe tonight they're walking around in their own flesh, but come tomorrow, they're back in the flesh that we recognize every day. They're back to walking around in the flesh that we see constantly deal with every day. We call them everyday demons. And you got to face everyday demons every single day. So we have to learn, have to learn. And the reason why, these cats right here, these are called the black sheep of the intelligent family. Rather, there are two rather intriguing subcategories of his intelligence. One are demonic. The other is Polarites. They are the difference of intelligence because they appear to understand the living and the living are nearby. In other words, demonic entities are known to interact with humans, with us humans, which means that they are intelligent. Yes, they are. They're just the subject. You got intelligence and you got them. You know what I'm saying? They're the same as intelligent ghosts. Even worse because they can put themselves into a position thing. They can put themselves into a position where you think they're not this. Residual. Intelligence. Now the black sheep. God said identify what you're dealing with. You got three different types of ghosts right here. Ghosts of sin. Starting to say my word now, right? It's starting to feel a little better in it now. And the ghosts are starting to feel like, hey, you're like, he's telling the truth on the ghost. You know what I mean? It's imaginary. No, it's not. You know what I mean? But what God wants us to understand, even with these cats right here, these demons, their whole design, their whole desire, their whole thing is just to destroy us. They have no love at all for us. And we have to understand that you're dealing with something that has no love for you. Truthfully, the only way you can deal with it is in love. Because you have to deal with it through God. God is love. God said, didn't he say, love my enemies, love thy enemies? Love thy enemy don't mean I got to be at your house. Love thy enemy don't mean I got to give you money and leave you hungry. Love thy enemy, for me, or who I used to be, love my enemy means not talking to you. I see you cross the street when I see you. Because if I come close to you, peace ain't going to be there. And so I can get to that part right now, I got to walk this road right here first. Because this is going to be the bridge over that trouble water for me. So I got, that's my peace I got to give you, my distance. You know, and we have to understand that these demons using humans to get us to go straight at them. But you have to deal with them in love. And the only way you can do that is if anybody will not even do that, pray for them. Pray for them. The first time I started praying for my enemy, I started seeing changes, God's word coming to light and to them, and it really made me pray even more. Because I see what God is doing through a book. A book. A guy said, test to see the word, see they real, pray on them. Have faith in them. And don't move. And watch when he moves how things move out the way. But you got to face and know these demons. I'm going to go a little more. The same would be true for non-human ghostesses, such as dogs, cats, and other animals. And spiritually not, if spirits acknowledge or interact with the living, we seen it, you ghosts, dogs, you seen it, they are there, they got spirit. If it got a spirit, it can be a ghost. If God made it, it can be. And was watching on the panel, and a lady had a video out, and had two little ghost little boys pop up. One popped up on his own, ran across the street and stopped and came back. Another one popped up that came up, then the dog came. I seen one that had the video was at night, and the black cats, they had a black cat, so they didn't name it. That was a spirit there for them. That was their old cat. I was like, all right, that's cool there. But it, when the light came on, the cat went away. You know? But God's saying here, though, these are the spirits that demons use try to get to you. When a demon is trying to get to you, it'll use the most simplest, easiest, fun thing to get to you. It's going to come. I'm not trying to use you as an example. That too is nice. I was like, church, that's nice suit you got. Yeah, you're nice. You got a nice suit on. But that's how he's going to come at you, clean. That smooth talking to you, jazz type talk. See, I got you. No, don't worry about it. I got you back. Got you. All right, yeah, you got me, all right? You're trying to get me. You know, and that's what God's trying to point out. It's basically God saying it's not that simple. It's that serious. And tonight, people are celebrating. I'm not going to sit here and try to say like I'm this dude and I'm all that because I still got the werewolf in me. But he fight demons now. You know what I mean? He fight for the Lord now. He learned. But I used to love, who didn't? As a kid growing up. But learning and singing and being able to identify these doses right here, residual, intelligent, and the black sheep of intelligence, it's not a game. It really isn't. Okay. Now, for the polarized, people believe that polarized are just, this pastor is funny. People believe that polarized are a residual energy of someone's anger. So dishes being thrown and cabinets being slammed. And if that's the truth, then I should have no choices in my because I got angry, passive, and the polarized will throw dishes because I'm angry. I need paper plates, paper glasses. I can't even have forks around here. It's still so fucking thick. It's some stuff with a plastic drawer. So, yeah, that's not true. That's a lie. That's what Lucifer putting out there trying to get you to think that it's not him. This right here, guys, so you got to watch the information that you're receiving about them. You got to watch because... Before I walked with Christ, I wouldn't tell you nothing about me. I should be a drug dealer, criminal, drug addict, all that. I would never tell you that back when I was a young boy. If you asked me, you might get in trouble. Because you cop or something. You know what I mean? But today, knowing who Jesus, I want you to know that. I want you to see him in me. I want you to recognize where he took, where he delivered me from. You know what I mean? But a demon? No. No. I want to hide. I got to stay in the dark. I got to stay in the back. I got to send in soldiers to try to get you to move this way, so I get you right where I want you at. Bang, I got you. I can't tell you the truth. How you going to do it when I tell you I don't like you? If I say, I'm going to kill you, you going to be my friend? You going to walk with me? Come on, I'm going to kill you, man. Come on, I'm with me. Come on. Okay. Man, you're going to go around this corner with me. Are you coming with me? No. But Blake said, I got your back. He ain't got to wait till nothing with me. Come on. And Slivers with you. But Jesus, man, you don't go ahead. But you must walk among them. Until we leave this earth, you have to learn how to deal with them. They're not going nowhere, and neither are we. Until that sky crack open, they're not going nowhere. They're going to stay right here, all right over. And I'll break off. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit. I love Holy Spirit when you keep you right where you need to be. You know what I mean? I see why you didn't recognize. I'm going to jump right down to here. All right, but right now. We want to ask anyone that's out there that is listening right now, if the word of God has gotten to your spirit right now, and you just know that These things that you're celebrating, they're not what you wanted to do, that you know that they're always there with you, that right now that somebody's truly being driven crazy right now because of what's alive tonight walking around. And you're trying to find an escape, trying to find a way out, trying to just, you know, you want to holler out. Right now, I just say to you, man, if you want to accept Jesus Christ, just put your hand in the air and let Father God, in the mighty blessed name of Jesus Christ, we come to you in spirit of truth, Father God. First, Father God, I'm giving you glory and thanks, Father God, for once again all you have done for this day, Father God. We come now, Father God, asking Jesus to accompany us, Father God, to intercede for anyone who's looking for freedom and salvation, Father God. For those who are calling on Christ, let them call out now and just accept Christ as their personal Savior. Let them open their mouth and say, I accept you, Lord Jesus, my personal Savior. Come into my heart now. I make you king of my life. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we rebuke you, Lucifer, in their lives. Yes, unto you, and amen, amen. If you accept Jesus Christ into your personal life as your Savior and the head of your life right now, I say, hallelujah. 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 But I warn you, the battle has just really begun. And because the battle just really begun, you find a Bible-based teaching, pray. Don't see. Go to God. Ask God to guide your feet to somewhere that's going to plant you where your seed going to grow in the name of Jesus. And right now, we're calling on Pastor Talen for the announcements.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, each and everyone listening in with us around the world this evening. We just bless God for the man of God and for the word that has gone forth this evening. In case you missed his topic, it was the true fright night. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And, you know, before I go into the announcements, he asked me to share a testimony this evening because sometimes we get to thinking that things is just made up or make-believe, but the word of God tells us in Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Hallelujah, God. That's God's word. He said, woe to those who call evil good. And when you look at what's going on in the world today, that is what we have all found ourselves doing in so many different areas and in so many different ways of our life. Now, if a saint of God says homosexuality is wrong, they want to condemn you, but you're supposed to say it's right when it goes against God's word. Satan has tried to convince us that he is not real. It used to be a time that everybody, oh, there is no God. Now they're saying there is no devil. The devil is a liar. God is real and Satan is real. And that's why God had us bring this message this evening so that we could see and be exposed to the true light of Jesus Christ. One day, I was walking down in Kelly Drive, and in Philadelphia, I love walking Kelly Drive, but I would usually go during the day because I found out one time I went at night, and there's a lot of little spirits down on Kelly Drive that if you don't know it, you know, you've been and picked up a visitor going back to your house, and you're trying to figure out why all hell is breaking loose in your home, and all you did was take a walk down Kelly Drive. And although I always felt that, I had never experienced it like I did about a year ago. And this is what caused God to start me in organizing prayer walks on Kelly Drive, because we were walking, it was myself and Evangelist Todd, and we were walking back, and there's this part that goes under a bridge, and not for some reason, I know it was demonic, but when you would approach this bridge, it got darker than the darkness outside. It got like a dark, like a pitch black dark. And when we first walked past through it, you know, I walked through and I was praying as I walked through it because I could feel that thing. But on the way back, you know, we had walked the entire drive, even down on Schuylkill, the Schuylkill part. So on the way back, I sort of forgot about the little thing up there, and it wanted me to, because it wasn't as dark the second time as it was the first time. And we just talking, but as I got through it, I felt something grab my back. I'm skipping the part. First, I heard somebody say toy, and I turned around real fast. I turned around so fast, he thought somebody had walked up on us. And I said, you didn't hear somebody just call my name? You didn't hear that? And then as we walked past, I felt something grab me, but whatever it was that grabbed me, I knew it wasn't supposed to have me. And I looked up, I said, Todd, come here, pray. Just start praying now. Get this thing off me. Something's got me. And we prayed right then and there. And when he finished praying, not only did I feel the release, but the man that we walked past that this demon had been bothering screamed out to us, thank you. Like I've been waiting for somebody to just come by and say, here is the freedom and the love of Jesus Christ. So with God's will, we're going to start doing those prayer walks again once the weather breaks on Kelly Drive, because people go down there to vacation and just to relax and to see beautiful scenery and to be near the water. And they go down there and don't realize they done picked up 3-4 hitchhikers that they didn't even know had taken hold of them. So that's why we are here today, because the word of God says to us that we are to be sober-minded and to be watchful, because the adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. That's 1 Peter 5 and 8, and the beauty of it is it says he's seeking somebody to devour, but you don't have to let him devour you, like the brother just finished bringing forth in the word, because we have the power in the name of Jesus to say, you're not even a real lion. You just like a little kitty cat with a megaphone. You sound big, but you're not big. So in the name of Jesus, go away. Hallelujah, God. Now, with the announcements by faith, we thank and bless and praise God for that soul we believe out there somewhere around the world has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior or has come back into right relationship with him. I want you to know that even if you don't feel different right this second, the angels of God are rejoicing over that soul that has been found or that soul that has returned back home. Amen. And we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. And until you do, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday evening. Amen. Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. We will be broadcasting with One Touch Transformation, and the host is Minister Arthenius Jackson. That's One Touch Transformation at 9 p.m. with the host, Minister Arthenius Jackson, where she spreads the healing power of God to those who have been abused, who have been used, who have been mistreated. You do not want to miss the Anointed Woman of God on Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Also, you can follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio, www.pknradio, P as in Purpose, K as in Kingdom, N as in Network, PKN Radio, where God has blessed that we are able to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day. You can reach out personally to any of the hosts on the PKN roster. And you can also just reach out to us and let us know how we can continue to be a blessing to you. Again, a special shout out and love to Judah Ministry Church of God in Christ. Every time I say their name, I want to say Judah Fire, because if y'all ain't never been here, I'm trying to tell you, when I say it's some fire, it is some fire. Now, you want to come here, we're going to have Evangelist Todd. He's going to give you the address. Matter of fact, no, we're going to have Pastor speak and give the address, because Decent Sin and Order says we broadcasting from his house, so he must at least speak for a second. So Evangelist Todd can move on over. Let Pastor give the address to how you can visit us here at Judah Ministry Church of God in Christ, and afterwards, Evangelist, the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen, amen, Pastor.
All right, let's give him a hand. You did a great job tonight.
Oh, we ain't done.
All right, well, so far you did a good job. Amen. Thank you. Our address is 840 East Chestnut Street, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, 19320, and our website is www.myjudahfire.com.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you very much.
And you get the chance, I'm telling you, check into that, because it's on, got Bible study going on, constantly feeding, constantly giving, constantly walking in the Spirit of God, constantly doing what God wants us to do. I mean, if you want to follow, you're looking for a pastor that can teach you and guide you, right here, definitely. I'm not, and I speak that from experience, not for some nobody told me. I know. We have to get a real understanding of Halloween. When you celebrate Halloween, the party, the going out for candy, and all the costume wearing, we are celebrating evil. And just like Christmas, Jesus Day, Halloween is Lucifer's. You can't go out, you can't get mad after you put up all your Halloween decorations and someone comes past and steals them. That's the spirit of Halloween. That's the spirit of Halloween. You know what I mean? For when Christmas comes around, people are like helping others, doing for others. That's the spirit of Christmas. That's walking, that needs to be walking around all the time. Halloween is the spirit of Lucifer, evil. And that, and all of that we walk in, and all that's walking tonight, all it is no, there's, where's, explain, like, my next verse is, how can Halloween be happy? Think about it. For happiness comes from joy. Good times brings you smiles. Bring smiles on your faces. Halloween is about killing, death, heart following, killing, death, and hatred. Killing, death, and hatred flowing from evil. The only one that's happy on Halloween is Lucifer, for you're inviting his spirit to come into your house. And I tell my fiance, like you said, it's funny. Tonight, everybody's having a Halloween party, but come November the 1st, hear something in their house and go, ooh, I got ghosts in my house. I got a teacher, a residual, or intelligent, or a bad guy. Which one is it? Or good, you can recognize it, but didn't realize you invited in there. You know what I mean? Like my fiance is saying, yeah, there are ghosts that were intelligent ghosts. They attach themselves to you, so you can't get one attached to you. But then there's the one, like the demons, you got to watch out, the ones you invite. Those are the ones that you are hard to go. Because one, once you invite it in, it's hard to recognize how it got in. No one's going to accept the fact you did that. I did that. That demon thing, pride, steps right up. No, I didn't do that. It's like this. Lucifer uses a four-stage plan of attack on us. It begins with deception that leads to the division, that leads to the division. This word always gives me divination, thank you, and leads to discouragement. Each of these four stages are originally demonic activities in whom and worth, come on, or they get you. See how they do it? A little noise to come, and yeah, you know what I mean? It's, I love that, like, worthy to explore, all right. Doubt and confusion. When Lucifer uses the deception to create doubt and confusion when it comes to the truth as revealed by God. Like Halloween, Lucifer wants us to turn things inside out, upside down, invoking reality so that we believe that to believe what he's saying to be the truth. Also, his ultimate goal is to frustrate the fracture of our prayer life, faith life, moral life, and our relationship with God and others. Now, Jesus, I know y'all have a little questions with you, like, can a child see a ghost easier than an adult? And the answer to that is yes. Children are more sensitive to seeing spirits for several reasons. First, they are generally more open-minded and willing to accept things that are new and different. Also, student studies have shown that kids are brighter, better able to see wavelengths in the lower light spectrum in which spirits dwell, than adults. Spiritually, children are more closely connected to their heavenly origin than adults. Wow, I wish we could stay that way all our life. An adult may not be as willing to admit that they saw a spirit or a ghost for fear of being ridiculed. This is the reason why parents really need to listen to their children. You know, when you see a child standing there playing with something or that's going on right there, that's real. How many movies you seen? I mean, we all seen Annabelle, the doll that got possessed. You know, anybody seen The Omens. Y'all seen The Exorcist, Chucky. You know what I mean? Every time a child says, "Mom, Dad, there's something in my room," or "Oh, there's nothing in your room." Okay. Okay. There's something in there. If your kid's coming around, if you got a child, someone running away, if you got a child running out of your room, especially in cold sweats, that will rather take a beating than going into their bedroom, there's something wrong with that book that's in that room. You need to get some real help on that. Another question you may be asked having is, can ghosts attach themselves to people? Well, you already found out that's true. You already found out that they can do that with no problem. It is so easy for them to attach themselves to you. And the sad thing about it is people that send these things to you too. When you talk to them, when you say, like, "I can't stand them. I hope that this happened to them," you sent a spirit to them. I mean, Pastor, if I say to you, "I love you, have a blessed day," I just bless you. God said the power lies, the death lies where? In the tongue. So if I can give you life by saying "I love you" and bless you, right, and send angels down to fulfill that, right, by asking God, you need to ask God to do something.
Right.
First, I told God, "I love you," so now I'm recognizing God. Like, the only way to be with somebody is through God, through love. So if I love you, I'm seeing God, coming through God.
Right. Right.
So now my desire for the love I have for you is for you to be blessed.
Right. That's right.
So if I say be blessed, now God's going to say, "All right, you heard that, right? All right, this is what he needs. Now go send that, go do that."
Right.
God's going to send that. Mm-hmm. When you tell somebody, "I wish they would die," you saw the dude downstairs, "Oh, you, go fulfill that." But God, kind of half the world back in the day was wishing me dead. I ain't trying to boast, I know the truth. The things I did warrant that. But God, he had better plans. But the people who are not doing nothing to no one, living their lives, no matter how they choose to live it, it's not your responsibility to judge them. But it's funny. On this night, it's all accepted. It's all accepted. But come tomorrow, the hypocrites will walk out the door. "Oh, look what she, I can't believe, I can't, all that, look." Where your picture at? What was you wearing on a costume? You know what I mean? What was you doing? You know, ghosts use energy. They grab energy from batteries, anywhere. That's how they form themselves. You know what I mean? They have to grab their energy to be able to speak. That's why you watch TV shows they have them with the ghost boxes, drawing energy, so they can speak through it. But we ain't got ghost boxes in our houses and hear that voice. You see the light dimming?
Yeah.
So now, don't sit in and Jesus ain't going to have you believe because your light dim as a ghost, because your light dimming could mean it's about to blow. A light bulb, before it goes out, it dimmers. Blink, 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 and then going. It may blink today and last all week to next week. Blink again, last a whole month. Blink one more time and see out of there. But if you walk into a room and it blink, 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 and boop, that's the sign of a spirit. It's drawing that energy to come at you, to manifest itself. You know what I'm saying? And that's right there. That's what God's trying to say Like we said, we're going to show you their behavior. By knowing their behavior, you're knowing what you're dealing with. There's a lot that's out there. But no matter, you don't know what it is still. You know Jesus. You know, as long as you know Jesus. Demons have what is called disembodied spirits. They have the instant, they have the intelligence, they have the instant courage to occupy physical bodies. Apparently, these forces, they will use anything. If this is called a possession. We're talking about possession, how a ghost comes in, and the change of a person, the attitude, the way they are around people, just the non-normalness of them, or an animal. The best thing, animal is a good, we're a warning system, because when something comes around that's not good, they go crazy. I watch this one movie, I love horror movies, I do, I ain't gonna lie. I watched this one horror movie, the people move into the house, the dog wouldn't go into the house. Dog sat outside. What dog you know ain't running no house? Brand new, mark my territory. Everywhere in that crib, it won't be in that. You'd be in that crib for a minute. Big house, too. But it wouldn't go inside. I'm not going in. Warning sign. You have to pay attention to the signs. Paying attention to the signs lets you know what exactly you are dealing with. By knowing what you're dealing with, then you can cast out. And what God wants to pull out real quick is in Luke 8, verses 26 to 33. And here you'll see where a demon can use anything. And verse it says, they arrived in a country of guardians, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to the land, there met him out of a city a certain man, which had devils a long time, and wore no clothes. Neither abide in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out a few and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not, for he had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of the man." For oftentimes it had caught him, and he had was kept bonded with chains and fetters, set fetters, and he broke the bonds and was driven out of the devil and driven of the devil and into the wall, the wilderness. Basically, right here, God saying that he came at him. They recognized Jesus. They knew who Jesus was, the Spirit. And it wasn't because of the power of Jesus, because of the authority that resided on Jesus. Okay. Jesus is still walking in the flesh here. He didn't give himself up yet. Right. He's still walking in power. It was the authority of God that resonated on him, because when he said to him, Son of God, Most High, he recognized the Father. In him, the authority. That's where our everything with us lies in. The authority from God flowing through Jesus by the way of the Holy Spirit stamped by the angels. We have a force that stands behind us, that stands with us, that's always with us. We're not going to hold everybody too long on this, but what we're going to do is, if anybody has any questions, ask now. And you will know anything. Any questions? You're smiling. There's a whole lot. When Jesus not get right, there's a whole lot more here. But we're trying to hold nobody no 2-3 hours. No. We're going to cut. The Holy Spirit just said, cut it right now. But your question?
Then even have sex with me. I had that for the longest time, and I couldn't really talk to him about his results. So after I really got serious, couldn't stay in my house. My house was built brand new when I first got moved back 35 years later. I enjoy my home now than I did before because I used to have all these beers or whatever. And my son would say, Mommy, I said, Bubby, there's nothing in this house because it's built from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to say, Bubby, but then as time went on, I had to stay on the top of the day. Room and all that kind of stuff, but I
yeah, put him right.
So,
trying to pull you away, the scare factor. You know what I mean? In order for you to stop calling on God, he had to hit you with, like, Mike Tyson,
yeah.
Muhammad Ali, all them punches rolled up in one. He has to shake your foundation so you'll forget about who's standing there. In order to make you, especially when you're seeking, you was in seeking mode. Thank you. You were seeking God that time period. You had ghosts of the community. Spirits that was connected to you, they were watching over you. That's why you never felt scared. Never bothered you. You knew you would go upstairs knowing what was upstairs and never and you would feel a smile on your face. It didn't bother you. You would go into a room and sit down in that room where they all sat at and you would sit there like you would have like a kind of like a mental conversation with them. You would lay down and go to sleep and feel like somebody tucking you in. Somebody's at your front door to make sure nobody would come in and bother you. Those were angels. Those were angels. Watch, because you had to come here. Because you connected yourself when I finally stopped playing. That was that road. Because before you got to it, they weren't there. You had a house brand new built off the ground. You were in the house, there's been nothing in that house. You feel good in that house. Then all of a sudden, you made a conscious decision because that Holy Spirit came and corrected your spirit. And what's inside you, you said a seed broke that made you want to seek God out. And when you did, she got mad. And God said, no. Watch over her. That's what he does.
The one that actually for and the only thing that can break it is when you call the name of Jesus. That was no angel.
No, that's no angel. That's a demon.
Mm-hmm.
That's a straight demon. That's you're under attack.
Mm-hmm.
A physical attack.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Holy Spirit. Just like you said, he's trying to do something to make you forget about Christ. You can't even yell it out. But this is how powerful God is, the authority that resonates in Jesus' name. You ain't got to say it. Seek it. You've done it. It happened. You couldn't speak out. You couldn't say nothing. But you felt that pressure. Then you opened your eyes. But that split second, open, you seen a body shape sitting there. And those shape of body you seen sitting there, that was a demon. That open and close, you went from when you close your eyes, when Jesus and I do an exorcism, a casting out, I close my eyes because I can see them. Now I'm looking through my spiritual eyes. I can see them. The room is all white and little black, little spirit dots. I can see them. I can't see them right now in the natural. So when you blink and claim to blink, God was revealing this is what you got on you. So when you came to conscience first from, you came from this. Hey, man. That was the Holy Spirit coming back, boom. Because you have to fight. They're not going to fight for you. This is your fight. The one that God said, just it's his fight, that's Lucifer. But with the authority of Christ on you, he wants. He can't come near you. But you have everyday demons, you have to fight. You have to. And the thing about it is, for me, it's fun. Because when you start recognizing yours, you see others. You you start recognizing what's bothering you, you know it's bothering somebody else. And once you cast one from you, it's seeking another. So be Jesus. Fight for them too.
And you have to be equipped. Like, that's kind of fight. Like you said, you like it. Just because you are an athlete in the area. Like, you fight.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a weak person and try to fight a spirit.
Nah.
Because it won't hurt.
Yeah.
You have to be girded up.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
Like you said, you can't be afraid of it.
No.
Not even the authority.
Yeah.
Like, you know that.
Yeah.
You do have to use that authority. If you're scared,
yeah. For two examples, one, on the strength side, Acts 16:16, when Apostle Paul and Silas went to Philippians, they had a certain girl with divination on her, meaning fortune-telling, and she followed them around for days until Paul got tired of it, turned around and said to her, I cast thee out in the name of Jesus, be gone from her. Within the hour, she was gone. Boom. See what God is saying? See what he just did? We said this morning, and I know God did it then, and it worked then, it'll work now. Okay? Acts 16:16, God is showing you right there, yeah, when this little girl follows them around for a couple of days. Okay? And so Paul got tired of it with an anger. Frustration means anger. He turned around and said to you, I cast you out of her in the name of Jesus. Be gone from her. Within the hour, the demon was gone. God, so you, first of all, there's no reason to be scared.
Right.
He didn't give you that spirit of fear. Why are you scared? First, I got Jesus on my. That's why he was saying earlier, I got Jesus on my side. That Superman, Spider-Man, Hulk, all that. You know what I mean? You must put Jesus into a picture of the powerful form that he truly is. And know nothing can defeat that. Come on. Come on. Jesus, yo, he's talking that junk again, man. Jesus, yo, Jesus, yo, hold on. Jesus said hit you with that. Come on. Be bold. If God going to tell you to come to his throne bold, why are you going to Lucifer scared? Huh? You going to go to your creator with the chest poked out, but to the one trying to tell you down, you're scared of? I think you should switch that around. The guy said, come on, me boy, he don't mean, no, Father God, this is what's going on right now. I need this right now. I need you to help me with this boldness coming. Speak to me. Now, what I mean? You'd be even bolder when you're speaking to Lucifer. This right here is all you need. If you desire it, if you want it, if you desire it. What's in it is yours. Freely.
That's right.
Freely. Don't cost you no penny. Don't cost you no nothing. The only thing that costs you is a good time away from evil. When you think evil is all fun, you think, no. Your good time. I've never had more fun walking with Christ than anything in my life. Because I walk. I'm a dude that can walk up and down these streets, and everybody that loves one, that's only Jesus. Knowing what I did, know yourself. And God said, if you know yourself, you know how Lucifer will come at you. If you fix those ways, make. The Holy Spirit always said to me, stop making Lucifer come at you with old stuff. Make him think of new ways. Let him think of some new ways how to come at you. And the way to do it now is like we're going to study and say, you know what I mean? But because he's tired, I'm not going to hold him up any longer. I got to drive back to sleep. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we come in spirit and truth to worship you and to praise you and give you glory, Father God. Come give me your thanks for the night, Father God. Father God, I pray right now, Father, that everything that was said, even what wasn't said, Father God, because with you, Father God, the unspoken words, the stronger words, the spoken words, Father God. And I ask you now, Father God, to add all your lessons onto all that lives in the night, Father God. May your words go forth and do what you set forth in the company to do, Father God. In Jesus' name, Father, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and only in our Lord and Savior, and to break you over Lucifer. Oh, Heavenly Father, say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed. Amen.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose. Never wanna see me down. I will not lose. Baby.